You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You're listening to the Outcome Digital Podcast, powered by a team of creative experts focused on fusing design, marketing, and strategy to create winning outcomes. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Outcome Digital Podcast. I am Jeff McMahon, and once again, sitting with fellow curators Rosh Sillars and Chris Martin. Guys, how's it going?
Excellent.
What up?
What up? I'll tell you what up. We got an awesome topic. Don't let your blog posts die. Or how to get more mileage out of your blog posts.
Good topic.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Chris likes it.
Frequently. I like it. Sorry about it.
I mean.
So guys, what do you think? Whether you're an avid, whether you've been publishing posts for a long time or you're just thinking about starting a blog, I think the thing we really want to give you some help with here is how to take that blog post and get more mileage out of it, right?
Absolutely.
Don't write an article and just put it on your blog and say, okay, that box is checked.
All done.
Yeah, we're done. Drop the mic. Let's go home. What can we do to really get some horsepower out of these things?
Yeah, I can take that first. There's been multiple times where I've seen clients or talked to clients, and you know they've been at this for a while. You know, 5-10 years of monthly or bi-monthly blog posts, and they start to stack up, and there's some really good information in there, and you know what do they can do with it. But what I like to try and do is try and find a thread of information or topics or things that their customer can learn from that information and tie it all together and create something that's a larger learning resource. And maybe, you know, package it as like an ebook or a white paper and say, you know, if you download this set of topics, you know, give us your information and we'll give it to you for free. And you're going to learn this, and this. And it's a great way to, you know, repurpose that information.
That's awesome. And you're tying it right to, I believe you said, give us your email address and download mm-hmm. it. So you're using older content or content that's been generated, repurposing it, and tying it to a marketing campaign.
Yeah. If you work with somebody, maybe a copywriter or, you know, someone from my team that I like to bring in, we can take, you know, maybe 10 blog items and sort of make one cohesive package, one fluid thought that solves a certain purpose. Another thing that you could do along those lines is start to specialize that information and create it for an industry. It's the same information, it's the same solution, but you can throw that industry spin on it. You know, say your client wants to go after people in the golf industry. You're going to use golf imagery, golf terminology. You can start to repackage it that way. And now we go back to that whole persona thing where it feels like that content's written for me and it's meant for me.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
It's another way.
You know, sometimes on the other side, you have people who are just starting their blog and they don't have any traction. Their website has zero authority and they know they're not going to get a lot of traction from, well, their email list that, you know, because no one's subscribed to it and the RSS feed and Google doesn't even know they exist. So what do you do with it? I will often recommend to consider one, okay, there's your text version, but now you need an audio version and a video version and share even snippets of it within your social media. You can take pieces of wisdom. And it doesn't just have to be your headline that you put on Facebook. You can put the headline and then maybe a link to that article. But you could also take a little piece of wisdom out of that article and share that later. Maybe two or three or four things throughout the day, which are totally different, but lead to the same piece of content to get people's attention in a different way. But, you know, there are a number of ways you, obviously a podcast such as this, you can create a podcast or just a straightforward reading of it. That can be a little boring, but depending on what it is, it can work out well. If you do a video, you can create an animation video. You can create an interview video. You can create a behind the scenes video demonstrating what that thing is all about that you're you're writing about. Sometimes the solution is there. So there are a lot of things you can do. You know, you don't have to just post a few hundred words and leave. You can really make this thing work for you over time.
I like that. So, Raj, please, a little bit of clarity. When you say a video, so are we talking about, you know, you craft a blog post, you put it on your site. Are you talking about putting a video on the same page with it that's relative to the post you just created?
Well, that's a good question. I would create a video related to that post. In other words, take the topic, and you can, there are a number of programs out there that can create animations that can demonstrate what that blog post is about. So you can take the basic information, but to your point, yeah, I would then plug it into the blog post. Even if it's something you do later, it's just another element of that blog post that you can use. In other words, you've done the work writing the blog post. Yes, you're going to make some adjustments for the video, but the foundation's there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think and reinvent the wheel. You have the foundation. Now create this other piece of content that will help serve your customer.
That's such a great point. And, you know, because what we're really talking about here is, you know, people don't always – blogs are cool, but they become somewhat unsexy in some aspects. And when we combine them with videos – in other words, I'm now not just sitting in front of my browser reading. I have something to accompany that awesome article.
Well,
right?
It's really helpful for SEO. I mean, mm-hmm. It keeps people on the page longer. People are clicking buttons. I mean, it's a big factor, you know. And I think that if you have more content on that page and more reasons for people to come back, yeah, absolutely. That's a smart thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned podcast in there too, which is really interesting because one of the things I've been seeing is when you go to some of the podcast pages that are out there, it looks like a blog post, mm-hmm. but it's got the player at the top.
Right.
And when you start to scroll, a lot of times the player will be sticky at the top, and then you're almost like scrolling a blog article underneath the player. But I don't even know that it's really a blog article. It's a huge expansion on the show notes.
Right.
But it looks just like a blog post.
Or it's a transcription of the podcast. That's pretty common too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And Chris, I'm really digging that idea of crafting or creating like a white paper from some of the older posts too. I mean, what are a couple other things you can do with, so you're the guy who's been blogging for a while, you've got a bunch of content. What are some other things we can do to kind of give that old content some new life?
You can bring in, you know, experiences and create update posts to old posts and maybe share an experience where, you know, say you wrote something 2 years ago. You might have had three instances of something that applies to that. Write a follow-up.
Yeah. This is where looking at your analytics is really important. And looking and seeing what are people reading on your site, you know, and then updating. Just like Chris said, if you have a good something that's kind of time sensitive or there's updates to it, you know, do an updated version, a longer version of that article. There's some people who have take a website and they have like 20 blog posts. That's it. And all they do is each month update one of those blog posts or twice a month, you know, update the blog post. In other words, making them a little bit better, a little bit longer. And that continues. And each one are interlinked to each other. All the blog posts are related. And it just becomes this little ecosystem of information on a specific area. And it becomes very powerful in Google's eyes because, you know, it's going to show more and more because one, you have the age factor there. You have the traction to that page specifically already. So Google knows that people are going to that page. It's not totally new. And I've seen some really nice activity from doing stuff like that. So that's kind of what I'm getting my mind wrapped around as I look at about 1,100 blog posts on my site where 10 of them are driving literally 90% of the traffic. That's 1% of the blog posts. So,
what's up with all those other slackers?
I know,
right?
Well, you know, a lot of them are short; they're not in depth. And so, back to Chris's point, take some of the themes and put them together and create a whole new blog post.
Yeah,
I mean, you can create the white paper, but you can create a book if you have a bunch of information there too.
Right.
So here's this is great stuff, guys. And here's something. And I was showing Jess before we got started tonight. Once we had accumulated, I think it was like 6 shows on search marketing on our Outcome podcast, I created a separate page and embedded all 6 of them into that player and right. called it the Search Marketing 6-Pack.
Sure.
And if you were paying attention in class, you will remember getting the email marketing message that drove people to the Search Marketing 6-Pack.
Right.
So, of course, these are podcasts, not blog posts, but the same theory applies, and it really ties into what you mentioned earlier, Chris, and what you've been touching on, Rosh, is that bundle up that go back and look at what you've done. Chances are likely not only is it still relevant, but it may just need a little bit of fine-tuning or a revamp to become relevant again. Bundle it up.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And I think also something that a lot of people don't do is, again, look back at their old posts and share them again. And a lot of times, you know,
right.
people will think, oh, well, I already shared that 6 months ago. Well, you know, most of the people following you today, first of all, haven't seen it. And the ones who do don't remember it. So send it out again and share your old content. And that'll keep you keep traffic moving to your website and refresh itself on its own.
Yeah. And guys, you know, I got to tell you honestly, I don't even know why we're talking about blogging, because I started reading that blogging was dead probably about, 8 years ago? And every year somebody puts a new article out on why blogging is dead again and again and again. Blogging's dead. Wait a minute.
Is reading dead? Yeah.
I know. It is kind of funny, right? And then Medium comes along.
Yeah. Right.
And says, hey, guess what? Not only is blogging not dead, it's like a freight train again coming down the tracks,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, podcasting was dead too.
Oh, yeah.
It
Drop
was.
The mic.
Yeah. No, it was at one time. I mean, it never was dead, but it slowed down, but it picked back up in a resurgence. Now, Google still depends, and people still depend. More important than Google, people still depend on that text and that information. Different people consume media differently. Some people want to read, some people want to hear, and some people want to watch a video. And being able to provide the content in the way people want to consume it better. And gosh darn it, I've always said I would never say the word consume it. I hate that phrase when right. it comes to media.
Yeah. And that actually that brings up an interesting thought in the way people consume media, but also the way people generate it. I think a lot of our listeners out there are going to come to find that it is very difficult to get clients, new and old, to generate content.
Yeah.
You got to find what's comfortable for them. Some clients find it very easy to write blog articles or what they might consider a blog article and get the information out via pen and paper or type, you know, a keyboard. I almost said a typewriter. Wow. And then also some other clients of mine find it easier to do what we're doing right now and just doing it audibly. That's both ways of collecting information and both ways of taking that topic and changing it. You can always take a podcast and say, okay, this is our topic for our next blog article and vice versa.
Right.
Right.
Hey, the 2018 version of doing all this is going live. I mean, have your topic and go live on Facebook, go live on Twitter or YouTube. I mean, that is what people do now today. And I do find it a lot easier. I mean, I create videos and I have a topic, but then I create the video and I do a take 6 times until it's perfect. And then I go in and I edit it. And then I go through. When I go live, I just go. And I'm done in 20 minutes, throw up a thumbnail, and life's good, and I'm back to serving my clients. So going live is a great way to go about it and doesn't take as much time. Do a little prep ahead of time. That will show in the video, but just get to it. And then not only that, the great thing about it is that people who actually care about that topic will start asking really good questions because they'll catch you live, which adds to the content. And sometimes you come up with new content ideas out of that, or you just make that old content all the better because of great questions as part of it.
Yeah. That's interesting when you start talking about the live stuff, you know, and it boils back down to like when I said, well, blogging's dead. And I think Chris said, well, is reading dead?
Yeah.
Right. I think it really, you know, we start to get into how do people want to consume their mm-hmm. media. Meaning, and it's a
where's
timing
the, where's
thing.
The chalkboard? Yeah. We need a scratch.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, podcasting is great because you can listen to it at the gym.
Right.
You can listen to it in your car. Okay. But when you're, you know, maybe in the middle of a meeting, you can't listen to a podcast, but you can sneak your phone out and read a blog article under the table. No,
should be paying attention, Jeff. Yeah.
No, the whole thing is, too, though, is we started talking about getting more mileage out of a blog post, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there's another one. Take that post and create that same content across a few different mediums, because there's always somebody for each form of media.
Right.
And I'm not going to say consume again.
Thank you.
It almost sounds like we're forcing you to eat liver. So make sure you consume your daily dose of liver. Guys, what an awesome show.
Another one on the books.
Visit us on the web at outcome.digital. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show. If you'd like to spend some time on fellow curator Rosh's website, I believe the domain is rosh.video.
Rosh.video will take you to my YouTube channel, and rosh.media will take you to the website.
Chris, how do we find you?
My website address is getalloycreative.com.
Love it. Guys, till next time.